As the Vikings prepared to set across the country for a few days off over their bye week, they all gathered for an important evening, a November tradition for the team to lend a hand and show their support for a worthy cause.
We're delighted to be here again for the Taste of the Vikings, which is obviously a fantastic annual event. And as is usual, the Taste of the Vikings team, along with the Vikings, have done an amazing job of celebrating this opportunity, bringing great people together to support hunger relief in our community.
It's all about raising awareness and dollars for hunger. That's exactly why it started. That's why Taste is called the Party with a Purpose. And Minnesotans have supported this for all these years, and now we're here at the Taste of the Vikings to keep it going.
The Taste of the Vikings event is a night which gives fans a chance to taste the finest food and wine the Twin Cities has to offer, while having the opportunity to meet and greet the entire Vikings roster. And it all helps feed kids in need during the summer months.
Every year it seems to get better and better. It's always great to come out here and give back to the community, give back to the people that, you know, really are fighting hunger and doing the things that we need to do in order, you know, to feed people in America. And it's an awesome event, and we enjoy it every single year.
It's a great event with a ton of people supporting, not only the Vikings, but the Second Harvest Heartland, and really it's giving back for a great benefit. And really, you know, what more important thing can we do than to feed our children in the United States and feed our children across the Twin Cities? And, you know, you look at the turnout tonight, it's just so impressive. Not only the teammates, the group of teammates that we have from our organization, but just the folks that came from our community to give back, and for good reason.
The impact on a night like this stretches across thousands of families in need throughout the area. The Vikings Children's Fund Summer Lunch Program was launched in 2008 with the purpose of addressing childhood hunger. The program has made a major impact, feeding thousands of young kids over the years.
Over the past 5 years, the program itself has raised more than $500,000 in sum, and we're able to turn that at Second Harvest Heartland into millions of meals for our kids who really need them. So this program serves not only to raise the dollars, but I think also build the awareness about the program, get our community engaged and focused on the issue of summer food for kids, which is a time where it's critical for them to get meals. We hear every year that there are kids who are part of school meal programs during the school year, and when summer comes around, there are a lot of bare pantries, and so they turn to programs like ours to help make sure that we're there to keep them ready and on track for their development and growth, to keep them healthy and to continue to keep them growing and learning.
Bye week is a time for healing and recuperating, but for the Minnesota Vikings, it's also a time to think of others. The Vikings may not have a game this weekend, but they surely came away with a win on this night.
It's a great opportunity for us to come out here and interact with the fans. You know, obviously we're out here for a great event and give it back to charity, but we're really here for the fans to be able to rub shoulders with them, take photos, meet kids, sign jerseys, sign footballs, and just have a general good time.
It's awesome to have the fans come out and really get to know you as a person, not only as the player underneath the helmet and with the number, but they get an opportunity to meet you as an everyday person and see what kind of, you know, personality you have and those type of things. So it's just a great event all the way around.